Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira. We hope it'll be a wonderful Shabbos for one and all. At the beginning of the parasha, it says, Vayad Pare Ki Barach Ha'om. The Pare saw the people escaped. Escaped? Barach Ha'om, the people escaped? He sent them out. He said, beg them to go. He said, Ki Barach Ha'om. Need an explanation. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu, "V'atah shma b'ni b'rach lecha." He says at the end of Parshas Toldos, "V'atah shma b'ni b'rach lecha." Now escape. And later it says, "V'yetzei Yaakov." It doesn't say "V'yivrach Yaakov." One of my closest friends pointed out to me a beautiful Michtam Eliyahu, which in turn is really a Ramchal. He calls it the Ramchal, Yesh Bricha, B'Yesh Yetziah. What's the difference between leaving and Bricha, which somehow is usually translated to escape? But he explains it differently. He explains, Bricha means to escape. You escape when you're in trouble. You have to get away from somewhere. The expression to escape means to do something with extraordinary effort. L'may l'mederech ha-teva. Ayetzeh is to go out normally. Vayivrach is to do it in a sense of emergency. Zokta Ramchal, when a person is faced with the Yetzirah, when a person is faced with evil, when a person is faced with a danger, he has to escape. He has to get away the bricha in a way that's not on the normal, he calls it shalayah pisei b'hamadrega, it's not going step by step. But going chutz m'seder ha-teva, a person has to jump. However, jumping is dangerous. After a person jumps, he has to settle down and make it permanent by doing it in a normal derech ha-yetziah. In other words, if you're tempted by something, you have to do something extraordinary to get away from it. You have to do something spectacular, whatever it takes to get away, even if it's just not normal. But if you're tempted by it, so you take a hammer and you break the screen. It's bringing you to a disaster. So bricha is that if you have a screen that's bringing you to Gehenna, you take a hammer, you break the screen. What do you do next? You need a computer, you got to do your work. What do you do? So bricha is to do something not natural, something extraordinary, to escape from the Yetzer. But after that, bricha is not a permanent state. A person can't do extraordinary things all the time. After that, you have to settle down and do it b'derech ha-madrega. The next screen you get, you make sure it's tagged, you make sure it's properly filtered, you make sure that you're protected. Yesh bricha v'yesh yitziah. Bricha shaloya b'seder ha-madrega. It's bricha in an extraordinary way. And after that, Vayetzei Yaakov. So Barach Lecha, escape from Esav, get away from him. But then Vayetzei, do it in a way that's calm. So to Meshu Rabbeinu, we told Christ, so we're leaving Mitzrayim. We have to jump many Madragas. We have to jump. We have to be Bereach. Once we've escaped Mitzrayim, so then a person can try to get his act together, so to speak. The Ramchal says, "Hutzruchu tchila levrayach, b'sayin hachipazayin, kafsu lemaila." They had to run away with the secret of chipazayin of rushing. Kafsu, they jumped madragas. Over there, you saw Yitzim b'yad Ramah. They went out with extraordinary effort. I would hear that in the Argadal Yo, he says that's the 49 days till Matan Torah. Was the kfitza, the jumping of leaving Mitzrayim, and then for the 49 days, making it real. Making it real, trying to assess what you've accomplished, and going one step at a time, one darga at a time. And so, there's an inyan of bricha, of doing something extraordinary. And then, you have to make sure it stays. Ramchal says, inyan bricha usayd orei miklat. Said, you have Ari Mikra. It's an extraordinary thing. A person, Rachmanu Litzlan, kills somebody. So he's got to go do something extraordinary. He's got to run to the Ari Mikra. If someone killed someone, he's a sakana, says Ramchal. Then, once he does that, he tries to settle himself down and behave in a proper way, in a normal life. So that's the idea. Kol habarchim nitzalim. Somebody who escapes with great effort is saved. Let's move on to another thought on this week's parsha. Hashem yimlech la'olam va'ed. The main sentence of the Shira is the last sentence. Hashem yimlech la'olam va'ed. We say in David, Machuscha roba nechav ekeyam l'shnei v'ishe. The Kai Yisrael sought Kriyas Yamsuf, Zekeli Anu, V'amru Hashem Yimlech La'olam Vo'ed. That's the name. Why is it the end? Why is it Yimlech at the end? It should be the very first part. Ramosha says the following in Kol Ram. He says that to say Hashem Yimlech La'olam Vo'ed is not just words. You have to get there. Through the Shira, through talking about Hashem's kindness to you, reflecting on what Hashem does to you, then you could be a Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to stand up and say, wow, let me be a Mamluch Hashem, there's no words. You want to get there? You want to get there? That you have to put effort into. You have to put Peches into. And therefore, the whole Shira is necessary. The whole Shira is necessary in order to be able to get to the point of Hashem Yimloich La'olam Vo'ed. To get to that madrega, it doesn't come easily. In Kedusha, we say, Kadesh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. Gemara says, Malachim don't say Shira until they say three words of preparation. Kadesh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. That's the three words of preparation. The Sraphim are higher than them. The next part of Kedusha, we say, Bar Kavai Hashem Im Kaimai. The Sraphim say two words of preparation before saying Hashem's name. And then comes Klal Yisrael, Yimlech Hashem La'olam L'kayach Tzion. One word of preparation, Yimlech Hashem La'olam. Fekla Moshe, why didn't David HaMelech use Moshe Rabbeinu's Nusuk? Hashem Yimlech La'olam Vo'ed. Why did he say Yimlech Hashem La'olam L'kayach Tzion Davidar? The answer is, you can't just say Hashem's name. You can't start that way. There has to be a preparation to the Hakara of Hashem. The whole Shira was the preparation. David HaMelech wasn't saying a whole Shira. So he said, Yimlech Hashem, and I'm a dragon, but still, there has to be some preparation for an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stop, you want to appreciate the Bari Olam. You want to really have an appreciation of what he does for you. You have to stop and talk about it. You have to say Shira. You have to say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you express the thanks, Adam Nifal, Kasi Pulas, every person does things in effect. And so, one thought on escaping the Yetzer Hara, one thing on drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now a klal for Tanakh. The Mashab, Sachem Kuf Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, asks, Chazal say at the Shira, at the Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael said, what's called Halal HaMitzri. Halal HaMitzri is what we call Halal. They said Halal. For the Mashab, in how it says, Yivarech is Beis Aharei. What's Beis Aharei? The Avodah at this point was still with the Mechayim. So what's Yivarech is Beis Aharei? Should have said, Yivarech is Beis Mechayim. That's his cash. And for the Rashah, Aharei was Zechet Tikuna already earlier. He was Zechet Tikuna and Pasha Shavais. Rashi says, he was a lady, now he was Zecha to be a Kohen. So he was Zecha earlier. This is a source, what I mentioned in the past, of the name of the stipler. Now when it says that the Bechayrim lost the Avodah to the Levian after the Maaseh HaEgel, there's nothing to do with the Kohuna. The Kohuna is Aaron's. The Avodah of the Levian, that was switched over, should have been the Bechayrim, and was switched over to the Levim. I might add a second teretz in Rashi's Kasha. It's an old klal we have in learning Tanakh, that sometimes in davening, there are languages that were changed over time. For example, in benching, We say, "V'nei Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh." We daven for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim in the era of Yemen. But this was made by David. This lesson was made by David. By David HaMelech, in his time Yerushalayim was built. Was it V'nei Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh? To Raya, that the Nusach, the basic Nusach, the theme of the Nusach, that was made by David HaMelech. But Knesset HaGdayla sort of updated it according to the time and according to this man, which may well be that David HaMelech, he kept the theme of what Kali Yisrael said at the Shira, but updated it to base Aharon's Ulai. And so, three wonderful thoughts for the Shabbos Shira. I hope you'll appreciate them, enjoy them, and draw closer to the Rabbi Yisrael on the Shabbos of Shira, the Shabbos to give thanks for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Be good.